Well, praise the Lord that we saw the kids. Wasn't that great to see all the children?
所以感谢主，让我们听到孩子们唱歌，的确非常唱得非常好。感谢。
My father is a chairman.
我父亲是今天的主席。
And I find it great that he always says to everyone, smile.
我觉得他老是提醒各位要笑，我觉得这样很好。
And usually, I need to say that to my dad.
其实一般来说，我对我父亲常常这么说，要他笑。
Most of my friends growing up actually said, "Your dad never smiles."
因为我很多朋友，他们曾经跟我说过，你的父亲从来不苟言笑。
And your dad actually looks very mean.
你的父亲看起来有点刻薄。
刻薄。And one of my friends asked, "Is your dad mad at me?"
所以有一个朋友就问你的父亲是不是生我的气了？要不然他为什么是那个样子
？And so he's challenging you to always smile.
所以他提醒你们要你们常常面带微笑。
So when you see him, you remind him to smile too.
所以当你看到他的时候，你也要提醒他要常常面带笑容。
I think when we saw all the children up here singing, though.
我想当我们看到这些孩子到上到上这儿来唱歌的时候
，No one needed to ask you to smile.
没有人需要提醒你要笑。
When we see the children singing.
当我们看见孩子唱歌的时候
I looked back at everyone.
我回过头来看大家
And everyone had a smile on their face.
我发现每一个人都面带笑容
Even my dad.
即使是我的父亲也是如此
And I think that's what the heart of little children do to us.
这就是这是因为我们都受到这些小孩们的他们快乐的心的感染，所以我们不觉得
Last week I shared that the children are our next generation.
上个星期我说我们的小孩是我们的未来的一代。
I was challenging the men in our church to invest in the next generation.
我向在座的父亲们男人上个星期提出一个挑战。就是要把自己的心力投资在这些孩子的身上。
And I just want to invite us as a church, because we know as a church we do that, but I want to invite us to continue to pour in into the next generation.
我也要现在提醒或者邀请这个教会作为一个主内的肢体，我们应该把我们的心力投资在投入在培养我们的下一代上。
And just want to take a moment to thank God for this whole past few months of even working and preparing up to Vacation Bible School.
所以我想要花一点时间感谢神。感动弟兄姐妹们在过去的一个月花了很多心力在准备VBS 暑期圣经学校。
Some visitors had mentioned to me how wonderful it was to see this whole church come together and pour themselves into this 1 week of ministry.
有些从外头来的人他们上个星期看到了这个情况他告诉我他们看到这个教会从上到下大家都投入在这个事工上看到这个让他非常的
Another person had said how clear it was that this was something that the whole church is moving in together
另外一个访客这么说 他说很清楚的可以看到这是整个教会一起走的方向，大家共同朝着一个共同的方向，共同的目标。
And it's true.
我同意他说的话。
Our church has poured in to this for the last 3 to 6 months.
我们这个教会在过去三个月到六个月的确是从上到下很多弟兄姐妹投入了这个事工。
So would you join me in saying hallelujah?
所以请你们跟我一块儿说感谢赞美主。
Yeah, no, hallelujah. Yeah, actually.
Hallelujah.
Yeah, right, okay, good, amen. Thank you, hallelujah, right? That's a Chinese word, right? Hallelujah, too. Okay, yeah, so we're just giving praise to God. Let's just thank God for his work in our church.
所以我们要感谢神为他在这个教会里头所施展的大能。
Sometimes the coworkers,
有的时候同工们
as we're serving in VBS,
当我们一起服侍暑期圣经学校的时候
or as we're serving just in any aspect of church,
或者在教会里某一项事工上一起服侍的时候
we see all the little problems.
我们的确遭遇到一些小问题。
And sometimes we get hung up with certain people.
有的时候我们跟某些人特别在一起。
And then sometimes when we keep thinking about all the little problems and the negativity, it builds this whole bubble of negativity around us.
当我们在一起在思考怎么样解决那些问题的时候
，right, it builds like this whole. Where did you say that? I'm not sure. I can't. But it's only until we hear from other people what God is doing from a big picture that we actually get to see that God was working through all of our little problems and all of the challenges that we had.
当我们在一起思考怎么解决那些问题的时候，因为问题太多太复杂，有的时候我们不免产生一种负面的感觉。但是当我们一起又回想到神怎么样动工的时候，我们亲眼目睹神怎么样帮助我们解决那些问题的时候，我们又经历到了神的信实。
So, yeah, let's just.
我们的心态又开始回到正面的心态。
Okay, so let's just pray together this morning.
所以让我们先在一起祷告。
Father, would you quiet my heart down right now?
亲爱的天父，求你让我的心安静下来。
Would you remind me what we're doing here?
请你提醒我，我们在这儿，是为了什么？
That this time is so that we can have an encounter with you.
这样子我们才能与你相遇。
And I pray, Lord, for me and specifically also for my translator.Lord, that we would be able to share in one heart and one spirit your message for us today.
我特别要为我自己以及翻译献上祷告，我们能够有同一的圣灵来感动我们，一起为你做工。
I know it's not easy for our church to listen to two languages being preached.
我知道，对，下头的人来说，要同时听两种完全不同的语言，不是一件容易的事。
And, it's even hard for me sometimes as a preacher.
对我而言更是如此。
But I pray that you would work through us today.
求主亲自在今天动工。
God, we want to listen into what you want to say to us.
因为我们所要聆听的是你要对我们说些什么。
And so use me and my translator as a vessel to preach your word.
所以求你使用我以及翻译作为你的话语的管道出口。
We pray this in Jesus' name.
我们将祷告是奉耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.
You know, on the parents program side of Vacation Bible School,
上个星期的暑期圣经学校在家长班里
they had invited me and Pastor James to come in to give a few of the addresses to the parents.
范长老
他们
对
家长们说话。
And so I asked them, what's the theme?
所以我就问他们，你们今年的主题是什么？
And they said, do you know?
他们说今年的主题是你知道吗？
And I said, no, I don't.
我就说我不知道。
And I said, I want to know the theme.
哦，他说，我就说不是，我的意思是说我要知道你们今年的主题是什么。
And they said, do you know?
他们说你知道吗？
No, I don't know the theme, actually.
我就回答我不知道你们的主题是什么。
And they said, no, that is the theme.
他们说不对，这就是我们的主题。你知道吗？
Yeah, do you know?
你知道吗？
And I thought, wow, that is so good.
所以我觉得这个出乎我意料之外的好。
But it's so open.
因为这个主题是开放的。
But I think what they wanted to get to the point of is,Do you know if you as a parent, if you are on the right track?
所以这个主题看起来是很开放，很有开放性的，但是我猜他们的意思其实是说，是要对家长说，你了解明白你的孩子吗？他们现在到底情况怎么样？
Yeah, like, do you know if you're on the right track? Oh, yeah, so obviously it's different. Like she actually shared what the real theme was. But I took it as like, do parents even know if they're on the right track, parenting their children, leading their family?
所以我想他们的意思就是说，你们做父母的在教养儿女上是不是上了正轨？
Do you?
所以我现在要问你们，是吗？
Do you know if you're on the right track?
你知道不知道你在教养儿女上你是不是上了正轨？
Because I think that's such a big question.
这是一个很大的问题。
Because it doesn't just apply to me as a parent.
因为这不仅适用于我。
It applies to just every person.
它适用于每一个人。
Do you know if you're on the right track?
你知道不知道你的生活或你的生命是上了正轨？
Do you know if you're on the right track in life?
你知道不知道你的生活是不是走在正途上，而不是走入了比方说歧途？
Okay. Because one of the most scariest and dangerous places to be in life.
因为在生活上一个最危险最吓人的地方就是
is when you think that you're going on the right path, you think that you're going in the right way, but actually you're not.
就是你以为你上了正轨，你以为你走对了路，其实你走的路是错的。
I've been in that position before.
因为这是从前我曾经有过的经验。
I've been on a path where I thought I was okay.
我曾经走过一条我自认为还是不错的路。
I thought I was going the right way.
我以为我走的是正确的 朝一个正确的方向走。
And so I kept going that way. I kept going that way because I thought it was right.
所以我就一直在那条路上走下去。
But it turned out that I was wrong.
但结果我发现我是错的。
And it actually turned out that I was lost.
事实上比那个更严重。结果我迷失了。
I didn't know that I was going the wrong way.
可是那个时候我并不知道我走的是一条错路。
And sometimes in life, going that way can lead to disaster.
有的时候如果我们走错了一条路，那条路可能带我们毁灭的情况。
And I think that same question applies for us in the church, in a church setting.
我想这个也适用于教会的情况里。
I think that we have to ask ourselves sometimes, do you know if you're going the right way in your faith?
我们需要有的时候问问自己，我们在信仰上是不是走对了路。
It's one of the most frightening things that I...fear for people in this building.
我为在这栋建筑里头坐着的人所担最非常担心的一件事就是
It's when you appear to be going the right way.
就是你似乎你是走对了路。
But you're not.
但事实上并不是。
So that question, do you know?
所以这个你知道吗？这个问题
is very applicable in the church.
对教会而言也是非常适用的。
Because the church, this place, this location,
因为这个地方
is very attractive to come and be a part of.
很能够吸引人到这个地方来，
并且成为这其中的一员。And I love that people feel comfortable to come here.
而且我知道很多人来到这儿觉得很舒服。
很舒服，我很爱这样子。I love that people come because it's so warm and loving here.
因为我喜欢到这个地方来，因为这儿让我觉得很温馨。
Yeah, okay. Yeah, and I love that people come because it's so warm and loving here.
我也喜爱人到这儿来，因为这儿的确是一个非常温馨舒适的地方。
But I have a fear as a pastor and as a preacher.
但是作为一个牧者，我心里还是有些恐惧。
I have this like nagging fear that's always in my heart. I can't shake it.
我的心里有不断的有这么一个莫名的恐惧。
And it's this fear that what if they think that they are okay, but they're not.
我的恐惧就是他们是不是自觉的自己走在一条。对的路上，正确的道路上，但是事实上并非如此。
What if they don't know?
他们
What if
如果他们
they don't know
不知道，而且不知道自己在这样一个情况中。
And what if I don't help them to know?
或者如果我没有帮助他们
then,
了解这个情况
then the responsibility is on me.
那么我就应该负责任。
And so that question, do you know, is so important for us.
所以这个问题你知道吗？对我们每一个人来说都非常的重要。
And so I wrote some of these down, like, do you know? I have a few do you knows for the church.
所以我要问的就是对在教会里你知道吗？
Okay, so for the church, we have to ask, do you know that not all...People who call themselves Christians are truly saved.
所以对教会来说，我们需要问自己，你知道吗？并不是所有的基督徒都得救了。
Do you know? All right, yeah, click it. Do you know that you can come to church every Sunday and you could even serve in things. You could even sing in the church choir. You can even be doing things at church and you're not a real Christian.
你知道吗？即使是你每个星期都上教堂，即使你在教会里头有服事，比方说唱诗等等，也不见得就担保你就是一个真正的基督徒。
Okay, do you know that you can even believe in Jesus?
还有你知道不知道你可能信耶稣
？But you're not even saved.
但是仍然没有得救。
Because the Bible even says that even the demons believe and they shudder.
因为圣经很清楚地告诉我们，鬼魔也信神，可是胆战心惊。
See, once you think about this, it's actually pretty scary.
所以我想要各位思考这一点。
Do you know?
你知道吗？
Do you know these truths?
你知道这些真理吗？
These truths are from God's word.
而我刚才这些都是从神的话而来的。
Even for someone who actually goes to church every Sunday.
你就是每个星期都上教堂。
Then you bring your whole family to church.
你把你的家全家也都带到教会来。
And you're starting to serve.
你也开始在教会参与服事。
And you start to wear like nicer clothes.
你开始穿得很穿着很得体的上教会。
Dirty, like GQ. 很 dirty.
很
你穿的 you're dressing all nice. Everyone thinks, oh, they are a Christian.
那么每一个人就会想哦他们是基督徒。
Of course he's a Christian.
当然他是个基督徒。
He's dirty.
他的穿着。
He's dirty.
他的穿着得体。
That sounds dirty. No, oh wow. He must be a Christian.
哦那他肯定是个基督徒。
Not true.
这不对不一
定是如此 says,
因为耶稣说
He says, not everyone who calls me Lord, Lord will enter into the kingdom of heaven.
不是每一个人都说主啊主啊的人将来会进天国
In fact, he says, even if you do all these things in my name,
他甚至说即使你做这些事以我的名做这些事
Jesus says, on that day, I will say, I don't even know who you are.
可是到了那一天，我会说，我不认识你们。
You've never been with me.
因为你从来就没有在我里头。
You've just been dirty.
你只是外表体面而已。
You do all the things that Christians do, but I don't even know who you are.
你做的都是一个基督徒似乎该做的事情，但是其实我不认识你，你跟我之间没有任何关系。
And that scares me.
这样的一种想法真的让我非常
That scares me because one day when our time is through and our soul is somewhere,
因为有一天当我们离开这个世界我们的灵魂到某个地方去
and I'm looking around for you
然后我就往周围看一看
because I've been expecting to see you in heaven
因为我一直相信我会在天上跟你见面
and I'm like dude I can't wait to see oh I'm gonna use you okay Because he's dirty, dude. This man is dirty, dirty, dirty. Okay? And I'm like, I can't wait. Man, I'm going to see Frank there.
我以为我可以看到我的朋友。
Right? And I'm like, oh, where's Frank? Anybody see Frank?
然后我就问Frank 在哪里?
Right? And we're like, where's Frank? I mean, he's supposed to be here. He's so dirty. 因为我会想说哦，我一定会看到他，因为他在教会都有服侍，他都成了耶稣基督是神 right? He says it all. He's going to be there. And I'm like, where's Frank? Where is he? And I'm like, okay, I know Pastor James will be there. I'm like, hey, you know, I'd be like, JJ, like, did you see Frank anywhere? He goes, yeah, he's supposed to be here. Hey, Frank, 应该在这里啊。Where is he? I don't know. And he'll say, Frank 很得体啊。Frank 在教会都有服侍啊。Frank was busy with doing all these things at church. Well, where is he? And we're like, where'd he go? He's not here. Because Jesus says to him, you did all these things in my name. But I never even knew you.
所以范长老跟刘长老在天上看不到 Frank, 因为主
She kept trying to say, too funny. Right? You're late. Okay, he's late. Frank said he'll be there. Frank will be there, right? You will be there. Okay? Frank 说他会在 He'll be there in 10 minutes. He'll be there. Okay? He's just running a little, Frank always running a little late.
Yeah.
Right? But see, here's the problem that happens in the church.
所以这就是教会里存在的一个问题。
Because the church is the family of believers.
因为教会是一群信主的人在一起聚在一起的一个属灵的家庭。
The church is the family of people who are truly saved.
教会是一个真正得救的信徒们聚集在一起的一个大家庭。
The people that have a true relationship with Jesus Christ.
跟耶稣基督有真正的关系。
And if we had a moment right here,
我们现在有一点时间。
If we had a moment, if there's a special button, okay, here's a remote control, and we can push this button, and right now, every person who is not truly with God, okay, 如果这个是一个轻轻的这个东西哈，遥控器。现在要请这个 and 突然间真正的没有跟神有关系的 if all the people who are not part of the church who are saved disappear 如果我一请一下突然间没有跟耶稣基督有真正的关系突然间就不见了 who would be hereWho would be here? 谁会在这 Right? Who would be here? 谁会在这 That is a big question, right?
好，所以这儿有个遥控器，如果我这么按一下，所有跟主耶稣没有真正关系的人都不见了，那么都不见了，那我们想一想，会不会有人还留在这儿？
That's a big question.
这是一个很严肃的问题。
So, the question of, am I really a Christian? Do I know if I'm a real Christian is an important question.
所以我是不是一个真正的基督徒？这是一个很严肃的，甚至很沉重的。大家需要问自己的问题。
Do you know if you are truly saved?
你知道不知道你是否真正得救了
？And how do you know if you are truly saved?
那你是否真正得救了？你要怎么样才能知道呢
？Well, turn with me to the book of John. Grab your Bibles. Grab a Bible in front of you. We read the Bible here at this church. So if you have a Bible on your phone or in the pews.Just go ahead and open it on your phone and scroll to John chapter 3.
所以我们打开圣经，约翰福音第三章。
And there's this man here that we're going to look at.
我们现在要看一个人这个名。
And this man is someone I think we're going to be able to relate to.
这个人我想发生在他身上的事情，我们多多少少可以把他跟我们自身的经历连起来。
Okay. So we're going to read it just bit by bit, and then I'll talk about it bit by bit.
所以我们就一点一点的来读，我也会一点一点的讲。
Okay, let's look at chapter 3. Okay, everybody's got their Bible open or their phone. Scroll to John chapter 3, verse 1.
约翰福音第三章第一节。
And if you don't have it, we're going to put it up here. We're going to read verses 1 and 2. Just follow with me. Just listen to me as I read it.
第一节跟第二节。
Okay. Now there was a man of the Pharisees named
Nicodemus.
Oh, yeah, I'll read and then you can read it. Okay. Now there was a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews.
有一个法利赛人名叫尼哥德慕，是犹太人的官。
Okay. This man came to Jesus by night and said to him, Rabbi, we know that you're a teacher come from God, for no one can do these things that you do unless God is with him.
拉比，我们知道你是从由神那里来做师傅的，因为你所行的神迹，若没有神同在，无人能行。
Okay, so let me tell you about this man, Nicodemus.
所以我们现在，让我跟你讲一讲有关尼哥德慕的事情。
Because right here it says that he's a Pharisee.
他是一个法利赛人。
And he's a ruler of the Jews, so he's part of the Sanhedrin.
他是犹太人的官。
Okay, what that means is Nicodemus is a pretty highly educated man.
这个意思就是说尼哥底母是一个受过很高教育的人。他很有成就。
He is then a respected man.
他也受人尊敬。
And, Because he's a leader of the people in this role, he's a religious leader.
因为他的职位，他是一个犹太人的官，所以他也是宗教领袖。
So he actually really knows how to do things the right way and the wrong way.
所以他非常的熟悉一件事情该怎么做，怎么做才是合适的。
That's Nicodemus.
这就是尼哥。
He's always trying to go the right way.
他总是要做的在某凡事上他总是要做的对。
And from this we could see that he's been watching Jesus.
所以我们就可以知道他一直在观察耶稣。
And some people don't have good things to say about Nicodemus.
对于尼哥底母，有些人并不给他非常正面的评价。
But I want to show you that Nicodemus is very respectful towards Jesus.
但是我们要注意到他这个人对耶稣非常的尊敬。
And he's looking for something from Jesus.
他来到耶稣这儿，他想要寻找一些东西。
He came to Jesus to have a one-on-one conversation.
他他来见耶稣，他们之间有一个一对一的对谈。
And how do we know that he's honorable to he's treating Jesus honorably?
我们怎么知道他对耶稣很尊敬呢？
Because he calls Jesus Rabbi.
因为他称耶稣为拉比。
The word Rabbi is used for highly respected teachers.
拉比这个字眼是用于那些非常受到敬重的教师们的。
Mm-hmm.And the word actually means.
那么这个字它其实它的意思是
It means my great one.
我的大人。
Or my superior one.
我的尊长。
The one who is greater than me.
比我大的，比我重要的。
So he's coming to Jesus in that respectful way.
所以从他对主耶稣的称呼里，我们知道他极其敬重耶稣。
And he recognizes that Jesus is special.
他认识到基督耶稣很特别。
That Jesus is extraordinary.
这个耶稣不是平常人，不是普通人。
He's a teacher, but he is an extraordinary teacher.
他是一位耶稣是一位教师，而且是一个不凡的教师。
Because he says, "You're a teacher from God."
因为他说。你是由神那里来做师傅的。
And I've been watching the things that you're doing, and I know that it has to have come from God.
我一直在观察你所做的，我知道如果没有神存在。
Uh-oh, we lost something. Okay. Sorry.Should we keep going or should we wait? Wow, that's so fast. Wow. Our AV team is special. I think thatMany of us are similar to Nicodemus.
我想很多人跟尼哥底母很相似。
I think that there's not one person in this room who would be disrespectful to Jesus.
我想在座的没有人会不敬重耶稣的。
I think that even if you're a casual comer to the church, you have a certain respect for Christians.
我想即使你不是信徒，你或者你偶尔来到教会，我相信你对基督教也是有着相当的尊敬。
I think if you had a chance to, you would even, if Jesus was here, you would even approach him in a very respectful way and treat him with honor.
如果耶稣就在这儿，我相信你也会很恭敬的来到耶稣的面前。
You may even want to have a conversation with him and get something from him.
你甚至希望跟耶稣有些交谈，你希望从耶稣那边得到一些什么。
I think Nicodemus wanted to get something from Jesus.
我想尼哥底母他希望从耶稣那儿得到一些东西。
And because Jesus is God, he knew that.
他也知道耶稣其实
No, no. I know that Jesus is God, and so he knows what Nicodemus is thinking.
因为耶稣是神，所以耶稣当然知道尼哥底母心里是怎么想的。
And so before Nicodemus can say even another word,
所以在尼哥底母说出另外一句话之前
he cuts him off.
耶稣就打断了他。
And he says, truly, truly.
耶稣说，我实实在在地告诉你。
That doesn't mean that Jesus doesn't say things that are untrue.
这句话的意思不是说耶稣说的原来说的不是真的。
Actually, the word truly, truly is actually amen, amen.
所以这个实实在在的其实就是amen。
Amen. That's actually the Greek word. It's amen, amen.
这是希腊原文，就是 amen.
And when you say amen, amen in Greek,
当你在希腊文说 amen 的时候
that means, hey, pay attention.
那个意思就是说仔细听。
It's like usually my mom would say to me, Alex, Alex, you know, clean up your room when I was a kid.
这就像我小时候我妈妈会跟我说 Alex, 整理你的房间。
Right. But when I don't do it,
然后如果我不听她话整理房间。
And she really wants to get my attention.
她真的要 让我注意听他的命令。
留意性，
他就会一个字一个字的说留意性。
你爸爸马上回来了。Your dad's coming home. You better clean up your room. When Jesus says truly, truly.
所以当耶稣每当耶稣说我实实在在的告诉你。
That's saying, hey, pay attention.
他的意思就是说你得仔细的听。
What I'm about to say, you must know.
我现在就要说出来的话你必须知道。
You must know it as truth.
你必须知道我就要说的话是真
实。I am attesting to the validity of what I'm about to say. You better pay attention.
所以我要你注意听。
So Jesus cuts him off.
所以耶稣就打断了他。
And he says, unless one is born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God.
人若不重生，就不能见神的国。
Unless someone is born again, you will not see the kingdom of God.
除非一个人重生了，否则他不能见神的国。
And Nicodemus's answer will be like any of our answer.
那么尼哥底母的回答，就是我们每一个人都可能做出的回答。
What?
什么？
What are you talking about?
你在说什么？
How can I be born again?
我怎么可能再生？
I am an old man.
我已经老了。
Maybe he's not an old man. He's a man.
我是一个人。
I'm a grown man. How about that?
我是一个已经长大的人。
How can, what, you want me to go back in to my mother's womb and come out again?
你的意思是我要再进母腹再被生出来吗？
How can a man be born again when he's old?
一个人已经老了，他怎么可能再被生出来一次呢？
How can a man be born again when he is old?
当一个人已经老了，他怎么可能再被生出来呢？
And so what he is saying,
所以他所说的其实是
is Nicodemus, you don't understand what I'm telling you.
那么耶稣意思就是说，耶稣说其实你不了解我。
I know you're coming to me to look for something.
我知道你来这儿见我是因为你想从我这儿得到一些什么。
I know that you're trying to do the right thing.
我知道你在想做一件正确的事，就是来到我面前。
I know that you've been trying to go on the right path.
我知道你想做一件你觉得应该。
You know that there are only two kingdoms in this world.
你也知道在这世上只有两个国度。
It's not about your race.
这跟你的种族没关系。
It's not about your nationality.
这跟你的国籍没关系。
It's not about your age.
这跟你的年龄没关系。
It's not about any of those things.
这跟我刚才说的哪一个都没关系。
But I know you know that there's two kingdoms.
我知道你知道只有两个国度。
There is the kingdom of God.
一个就是神的国。
And there is the kingdom that does not belong to God.
一个就是不属于神的国。
You are either part of the kingdom that belongs to God.
要不你就是属于神的国里的。
Or you're part of the kingdom that does not belong to God.
要不你就是属于那个不属于神的国的。
There's a kingdom of light.
有一个是光的国度。
And there's a kingdom of darkness.
有一个是暗黑暗的国度。
And I know, Nicodemus, that you want to be a part of the right kingdom.
我知道尼哥底母，我知道你想要进入一个正确的对的那个国度里。
And Nicodemus's question though is,
那尼哥底母的问题是
Am I truly part of the kingdom of God?
我真的就我现在所处的国度是那个属于神的国度吗？
And so when Jesus says you need to be born again in order to be a part of the kingdom of God,
所以当耶稣说你必须先重生，然后你才能够属于神的国度。
That should really shake up Nicodemus.
这对尼哥底母来说应该是造成一个很大的震撼。
Because it's saying to Nicodemus,
因为他是对尼哥底母说，
I know you're a good person.
我知道你是一个好人。
I know you've been always trying to go the right way.
我知道你总是想要做正确的事。
I know that people respect you.
我知道你总是走正路，我知道人都尊敬你。
You've done all right for yourself.
你自己的生活都各方面都做对了。
But everything that you have built in your life.
但是你在过去为你自己所做的每一件事情，
You have built up this whole reputation for yourself.
你为你自己得到了一个好名声。
Everything that you have built up in life.
你为你自己所建造的自己的所建造的一切，
It has to be torn down.
这些都需要先被摧毁。
And you need to start again.
然后重新再造。
You have to start again.
你必须从头开始。
I know that you are here for a blessing from me.
我知道你之所以来见我，是因为你要从我这儿得到祝福。
I know that you are coming to get something good from me.
我知道你来这儿是要从我这儿得到某些对你有利的事。
I know that you think you're doing okay.
我知道你觉得自己过去的一生都挺不错的。
And you're coming to me to get just a little bit more.
我知道你只来到我这儿是你希望在你所有的现在所拥有之上。在锦上添花。
But you can't just add me.
但是你不可以就把我加入你已经拥有的这一切。
You can't just add me as an additional goodness to your life.
你不可以就把我当作就是为你的生活锦上添花的
Your whole life needs to start over.
你的整个生命需要
You need a redo.
你需要再塑造。
You need to be made new.
你需要再重新被塑造。
You need not your old life.
你所需要的不是你过去的那个生命，而是得到一个新的生命。
You need to be born again.
所以这就是说你必须重生。
And I think a lot of us today can relate with Nicodemus.
我想我们中间很多人能够把自己跟尼哥底母连起来。
Because you think that you're doing okay.
因为你可能想你的生活还不错。
You think you can manage your own life.
你觉得你的你可以管理，你可以掌控你的生活。
You already think that you're on the right track.
你想你一直都走在正轨上。
But sometimes when you come to church,
但是有的时候当你偶然来到教会，
You think I could use a little bit more goodness in my life.
你想我的生活上还可以得到某些东西加以改善。
If Jesus is here, I want to get an additional blessing.
如果这儿有耶稣，那么我希望能够从耶稣那边得到一些更多的祝福或福气。
Who doesn't want a better life?
我要一个比较好的生活。
I just want to come and add Jesus to my life.
我来就是为了让我原有的不错的生活上再加上耶稣。
Jesus is a good addition to your life.
所以耶稣可以让我的生活锦上添花。
But Jesus is telling Nicodemus.
但是耶稣在这儿对尼哥底母说。
I didn't come so that you could just have a better life.
我来不是让你有一个比较好的生活。
He's telling Nicodemus, I have come so that you could have a new life.
他对尼哥底母说，我来是为了让你有一个全新的生活。
Great, he just jumped the gun on that. Jesus did not come so that you can have a better life.
所以耶稣来不是为了让你过一个比较好的生活。
You can't just add Jesus to your life.
你不能就把耶稣增添加在你现有的生活上。
Jesus says you have to realize that you are lost.
耶稣说你必须要认识到其实你是一个失丧的人。
You have to realize that you're on the wrong track.
你必须认识到你现在走的不是一条正路。
You have to realize that you can't fix and cure your own problems.
你必须认识到你自己不可能解决你自己的问题。
You don't just add me to your life.
你不可以就把我加入增加到你现有的生活上。
You need to have me so that you can have a whole new life.
你需要我这样子才能够让你有一个全新的生命。
So I could take you into the right direction.
这样子我就可以把你引入一条正确的道路上。
See, the problem is,
所以问题在
Why do we need a new life?
为什么我们需要一个新生活?
Nicodemus, why do I need a new life?
为什么我需要一个新的生活或者一个新的生命为什么我需要重生
Because if you're saying to me, Jesus, that I have to be born again, that means you're telling me there's a problem with my first birth.
因为如果耶稣 对我说或尼哥底母这么讲如果你对我说我需要重生那么这个就是表示我现有的生活或生命是有问题的。
There was a problem with my first birth.
我的第一次出生我的第一个生命的确是有问题的。
And that's exactly what God tells us.
这是神
对我们说的。There is a problem with your first birth.
你第一次的生命就是你从母亲肚子里被生出来是有问题的因为圣经告诉我们我们是带着罪因为你的父母是带着罪被生出来的
And their parents all the way back to the first man and woman was committed sin
这个可以追溯到我们的人类的始祖犯了罪
We were born then
我们被生
with a bad heart.
我们第一次出生我们是带着罪的罪性生出来的。
We have a bad heart.
我们有一个坏的心。
We are unable to love what we're supposed to love.
我们当爱的我们没有能力爱。
And we keep loving what we're not supposed to love.
我们不当爱的我们却去不断的爱。
God tells us that even from birth, we go astray.
神告诉我们，我们从在母腹里，从被一直被出生，我们就是带着罪，我们走的就是个歧途。
You don't believe me?
你不信吗
？Ask any parent.
你问问在座的任何一个父母。
You could ask any parent, does your child have sin?
你的孩子犯过罪吗
Are they born in sin?
他们是带着罪性而生出来的吗
I remember my first child born.
我记得我的第一个孩子出生以后
She's adorable.
她很可爱。
She doesn't look like a sinner to me.
所以她看起来对我，至少对我来说，她看起来不像一个罪人。
And then I remember one day, Mom and I, and this little baby girl was sitting there at the dinner table.
我记得，可是我记得，有一天。我太太跟我还有她那个小妹妹，在晚餐桌上。
And I saw her. We saw her.
我们看见她。
She picked up something.
她夹起什么东西。
Her food.
食物。
She looked at it.
她看了看。
She tried to eat it.
她试了一试。
She didn't like it.
她不喜欢。
So she threw it on the ground.
她就把它扔在地上。
And I said, oh, 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 no, no, no.
我说我心里想哦不他不能干这种事。
I said,
我就说
Baby,
孩子啊
Did you just throw your food on the floor?
你是不是刚刚把你的食物扔在地上
She looked at me.
她看着我摇摇头。
And I said, no, 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 no. I said, no, you didn't just say that. I said,You just threw that food on the floor, right?
我说不对，你刚刚明明是把那个食物扔在地上，不是吗？
And she looked at me. She says, "No."
她看着我，摇摇头说，我没有。
And I said, "Oh no, Lord, please." Oh no, Lord, please. You did not give me a sinner.
所以我说主啊，求你不要。给我一个小罪人。
She was not even 2 years old.
因为那个时候她还不满两岁。
And she lied in my face.
她居然当面说谎。
And I said, Oh God, please, she can't be a sinner.
所以我就说神啊，不要让她成为一个罪人。
I didn't teach her to lie.
我并没有教她说谎。
Bex, did you teach her to lie? Nobody taught her to lie. Grandpa, did you teach? Nobody taught her to lie.
没有人教她说谎。
She lied.
但是她说谎了。
She sinned.
她犯罪了。
Because she was born in sin.
因为她是带着罪性被生出来的。
And if she grows up,
当她长大
she will be grown up and she will be very dirty.
当他逐渐长大成人，他会成为一个外表很体面的人。
She will look very good on the outside.
他在外表上会看起来非常体面。
But the truth is, on the inside, she's really dirty, like dirty, dirty, like dirty.
但是他的内心其实是个罪人，是有罪的。
So I have to pray for her.
所以我得为他祷告。
I pray that my children one day can have a new life.
我为他祷告，我希望我的孩子有一天能够得到新生命。
That one day she will be born again.
有一天她会重生。
Needs that new life that only Jesus can give.
因为她需要一个新的生命，而这个新的生命只有耶稣基督可以给。
We don't have time to keep going through the rest of the scripture.
我们没有时间，仔细的研究。
But Jesus says,
这段经文
you have to be born of water and spirit.
但是我们要注意的就是，耶稣说你必须从水和圣灵。
And that refers to somewhere in the Old Testament where they kept saying there will be a day when God gives Himself the Holy Spirit to come into the people of God.
耶稣在这儿所指的是旧约的一段经文，在那儿预言说有一天神会把他的灵放在他的儿女。
I pray that my children will have the Spirit of God.
我的祷告是我的孩子们有一天会得到这个圣灵。
So that our whole family will be a people of Jesus filled with the Spirit of God.
这样子我们全家会是有主的圣灵 充满的一个家庭。
And Nicodemus says, how then, how can all this happen?
那么尼哥底母接着问，怎能有这事呢？
And in short,
简单的说，
Jesus said, you have to look to me.
简单的说，耶稣说，你必须仰望我。
Because I will be lifted up on the cross.
因为我要被钉十字架。
I will die.
我会死。
For you.
为你而死。
So that you can live.
为的是这样子，你能生。
I will die and be lifted up. So that you can live.
我会死，然后被然后升天，这样子你才能活。
But you have to not look at yourself.
但是你自己得不能够看你自己。
You have to recognize you're off track.
你必须认识到你现在走的是一条歧路。
And you have to believe that I am the only one who can give you new life.
你也必须相信我是唯一能够让你得到新生命的。
You have to look to Jesus.
你必须仰望耶稣。
By faith.
靠着你的信心。
The story that Jesus referred to.
这儿耶稣所指的是
was Years ago, the people of God were very frustrated and angry.
很多年以前，神的子民，他们对神非常愤怒。
They were angry at God.
他们生神的气。
They sinned against God.
他们犯了罪。
And so God allowed these poison venomous snakes to come in their midst and bite them.
那么神就容许这个毒蛇到他们中间咬他们。
They were dying.
所以很多人就死
了或者就要死。They were poisoned to death.
因为他们中了毒。
And they realized that they've gone off track.
然后他们就意识到他们犯了罪。
And so they cried out to their leader Moses, tell God that we're so sorry, what do we do?
他们就对他们的领袖摩西呼求说我们得罪了神，我们现在该怎么办呢？
We can't fix ourselves.
我们不能够解决现在面临的难题。
We don't have a cure for the poison.
我们找不到治疗这种病的药。
And God told Moses,
那么神就对摩西说
make a snake out of bronze.
你做一条铜蛇
，put it on a stick，
放在举起来
，lift it up，
把它举起来。
And anyone who looks at that bronze snake in faith，
那么所有的
被举起来的
铜蛇的
，you will be cured，
就会得以
you will live，
就会得到医治，他们就能活。
That was pointing to Jesus。
那么这个其实是指向耶稣。
So that God said, I will lift up my son.
神说我要举起我的儿子来。
And he will be nailed to the cross for you.
他会被举起来被钉在为你钉在十字架上。
And anyone who knows that they have no cure for the poison of sin,
那么任何一个承认自己没有能力为自己的毒解除自己毒的人
as long as they look at Jesus in faith,
那么只要他们在信心中仰望耶稣
they will be healed.
那么他们就会得到医治
they will be born again.
他们就会重生
they will have new life.
他们就会有新生命。
How do you know if we pushed the remote control today, if you will be here or not?
So, 你
I'll turn it off just in case. I don't want anybody to disappear. Gotta turn it off, make sure.
所以假定这个遥控器我现在一关，你就有的人会留在这儿，有的人会消失了，那么你是属于哪一种人？
The only way to know is whether or not you're truly born again.
那么唯一的答案就是你要知道你是不是真正的重生了。
Do you believe that you're off track?
你信不信你是走在一条歧路上？
That you have no ability.
你自己没有能力。
That you cannot cure your problems.
你不可能解决你自己的问题。
You have no solution for the sin in your life.
你对你的罪性，对你的罪行没有任何的良药可以
解决，
但是你愿意在信心中仰望耶稣，
那
么你就会重生。
Let's bow our heads.
我们低头祷告。
Do you want to be truly saved?
你要真正得救吗？
Do you want to be on the right track?
你要走在人生的正轨上吗？
Do you want to be a genuine Christian?
你要当一个真正的基督徒吗？
Do you recognize that you have the poison of sin in your life?
你认识到你的心中有毒的罪性存在吗？
And you admit that you have no cure.
你承认你自己没有办法得到医治吗？
Do you admit that you don't just want a better life?
你承认你所盼望的不只是一个比较好的生活而已吗？
But that you want the new life that comes from Jesus?
你所要的是通过耶稣基督所有的全新的生命吗？
If so, then I ask that you indicate that by raising your hand.
如果你的答案是
No one's looking at you except God.
那么请你
举手。Amen, I see that hand.
Amen, I see that hand. 我看见了。
Amen, I see that hand. Amen, I see that hand. Right here, I see that hand. Amen, I see that hand. I see that hand. Amen. I'll ask one last time.
我最后问一次。
Do you want to be born again?
你想重生吗？
Is...The Holy Spirit already at work in your heart.
圣灵是不是正在你心中动工？
Do you admit that only Jesus can wash away your sins by his death on the cross?
你承认只有耶稣通过他在十字架上的血，只有他可以洗净你一切的罪名。
And are you willing to proclaim in front of people that he is your Savior?
你而且你定义愿意在众人面前宣告你是他是你的救主。
Raise your hand.
这样的话，请你举手。
Amen.
感谢主。
Amen. I see those hands. Amen. If you raise your hand, please pray with me.
如果你举过手，请你跟我在一起做以下的祷告。
Lord Jesus.
主耶稣。
I confess that I'm a sinner.
我承认我是个罪人。
I want you to save me.
我要你搭救我。
I want to turn from my ways.
我要转离我原来的路。
I want to trust in you.
我要单单信靠你。
I give myself to you.
我把我自己交在你手中。
Thank you for filling me with yourself.
谢谢你让我充满了你
，filling me with the Holy Spirit。
谢谢你，让我圣灵充满了我
，so that I may be born again。
让我因此得以重生。
And I pray this in Jesus' name。
我将祷告是奉耶稣基督的名。
Amen。
阿门。
If you